Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Celebrating 125 years, the village of Niles. And we thought we'd check in with the mayor, George Albajanis. And Mr. Mayor, good to have you with us this morning. Is it still the all-American village out there?
Oh, it is, Bob. And before we get started, I do need to say how fortunate I am to be on the radio with you, because I grew up listening to you all the time when I was a little younger, but you and I aren't too far apart.
Are the one. Let's talk about what you did recently. You approved an agreement, and it's going to renovate, rehab, and hopefully bring back to life the Golf Mill Shopping Center there, 60 years old. What's the plan for it?
We've got huge plans. So, Bob, real quick, and I'll keep this as brief because I can talk for half an hour. So the Village of Niles right now is going through just what I've deemed a renaissance era. We've really been stagnant here for about 25 years. Nothing major has been built. Last major doing was a bunch of condominium buildings on the south end of our village. But right now we've got two major luxury apartment buildings being built, swimming pools, rooftop terraces and bars, public art, things of that nature. And alongside of that, and really the catalyst of all this, is Golf Mill, as you've just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Golf Mill was built in 1960. The Mill Run Theater, I'm sure you remember well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the theater in the round was its nickname because of the circling stage. There wasn't a bad scene there. And everyone from Sinatra and the Rat Pack to Temptations, Jackson 5, Al Green, George Carlin, Red Fox, and anyone that was anyone was here in Niles. It was considered the number one, the premier shopping center in the United States. And, of course, with time and things of that nature, which we've seen nationwide, is that the shopping centers just started dying off a little bit, and things were happening.
Let me ask you a question, first of all. When is this going to happen, and will it be outdoors this time? Because the old mall was mostly enclosed.
Yes, it was enclosed. Originally was built as an outdoor mall. If you remember, there was a wheel and the Golf Mill wheel and things of that nature, which they're bringing back. Five buildings will remain. Besides all the outlots along Golf and Milwaukee, all the newer buildings, Penny's, Target, Ulta, Burlington, and Ross, those buildings will all stay up. And the entire mall will get knocked down and be brought back to an outdoor mall.
When's the opening?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, this should all start. Demolition should be starting within 6 months, no later than a year. Phase one, I believe, will complete within about 2 years after that. It's a major renovation. The first stage will be some beautiful luxury apartments as well, about 300 units, as alongside of the rest of it will be 70. That whole thing will be 70% retail and entertainment. As well as, so that'll be phase one. Phase two will start right afterwards, so about 2.5 years from now, maybe three, but,
will the movie theater, movie still be there?
Will I still be here?
No, the AMC.
The theater, the movie theater is gone. They are, in receivership right now, AMC. But we're working on some other things as well. Maybe a new theater coming in. I'm trying to get a live venue in there as well. I'm starting to serenade a lot of restaurants. I'm talking to a lot of James Beard chefs right now about bringing them in here. Niles right now has got 165 bars and restaurants. Three beautiful restaurants have just about to open. So Crosby's on Tui and Caldwell. The Banos is Jimmy Banos and his son Jimmy Jr. are opening up, took over the old Cafe Amici. They're going to do a real cutting edge Greek place. And Sabor is coming from the city. It's a Colombian steakhouse with live music.
Good to hear Jimmy Banos getting involved there in Niles. And we look forward to the new and improved Golf Mill Shopping Center. And Mayor, you were right. You can talk for a half an hour.
Oh, I could do better than that, but I'm I'm not going to steal the show today. I really appreciate you coming in, Bob. But I just want everyone to really know that, you know, it's been such a team effort from our citizens being behind us to, you know, staff, directors, and the elected officials alongside of myself. It's just been one major, you know, good thing that we've all done together. So
Mayor George Alpajanis, I take that back, Mayor. You can talk for an hour, but I enjoyed having you on today to tell us what's going on. Best of luck to you. Congratulations on the 125th anniversary of Niles.
Thanks, Bob, and keep doing a great job. We appreciate it.
All right. You're very kind.
Sure.
I appreciate you.
Bye-bye.